It is time to bring in Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and just about anything else you want to speak about. We'll bring him in right now. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning to you and you, Jill, as well.
And good morning. And this is Cover Your Assets. And Marshall's going to
sneeze. Yes, it's Cover Your Assets. And you guys are having a heck of a time covering your assets.
I'm just
thrilled. You know, for all, I have had more trouble with banks and with computers than. I feel sorry for regular people
you're not a regular person?
Who aren't old and who aren't old and don't expect service. Because it's like, oh yes, of course, sure, no problem. For example, Chase card services. Apparently, who would know this? But they don't accept over the phone, payments. Unless it's every 3 days from the same bank account. Okay? So you can't pay your bill, and they can charge you interest because you didn't pay your bill, because they can't take your payment. At least that's what the automated thing says. But if you're obnoxious, as I am, and you call up and you say, hey, this is ridiculous, they will say, oh, yes, you have a very good payment record. Well, we can't do this. I can take your payment, but you'll have to call again to get the charges reversed. I said, okay, make a note. But it's, it's like this acceptance of just what in other times would be considered absolutely miserable service. And the unwillingness to find a human being. It's like people are sort of shunted into, it's like, oh, use the automated line. Oh, use the automated line. Don't deal with a human. Don't get service. And I just think it's, as Marshall's grandmother would say, bologna sauce.
Well, first of all, you're quite charming.
Thank you.
Secondly, you raise a great point for me, which I've always had in my head, which is we've given ourselves over to these institutions. So I do my best to keep a lot of cash out of the institutions so that I don't have to rely totally on them. And I would suggest that many of you are going down the next 5 to 20 years. Might want to do the same because as I do not respond to these questions, even though they're politically charged, I'd like to on the internet, I don't want my name added to a list. I don't want to be part of the herd because I'm not being funny. Theoretically, I don't want to be slaughtered when it's time for these people to decide they're not going to pay us, the federal government doesn't pay us. Now, that might sound a little bit too much.
It sounds independent. That's unfortunate.
But it's called independence, and the point is, better safe than sorry. We're only little bitty individuals, no matter how much money we have. And when you give it over to an institution that, as you've clearly demonstrated, it's out of your charge, out of your control, you folks, all of us, work very hard to get what we have and do everything you can to safeguard it, including safeguard your own consciousness in terms of don't put up with this crap. Don't call 3-4, I got to automate it. Just take the money out. To hell with them.
Question.
Anyhow, we got a lot to cover here this morning because so much has gone down this year. It's September. I really want to review certain things because we've got to start focusing on what has happened, what's been done or not done, and prepare ourselves to vote for whoever we're going to vote for. Please, though, folks, the key to this couple of sentences is please vote, please vote, please take a right that so many people throughout this world do not have. So please vote. Now, let's go back. Let's go to North Korea. You recall North Korea was on the they were killing us with North Korea. North Korea, we're going to settle it. No more threats. No more. We're going to be safe. No more nuclear. Okay. North Korea, the attempt at dealing with North Korea and their nuclear was a total failure, a disaster. Please wake up to that fact right now. It's months later, but it was a failure. But for the North Koreans, it was a big, big plus. They're now on the world stage, and they embarrassed the United States of America by taking the chocolate out of our pockets without us ever acknowledging it. North Korea was a failure. This current administration wastes months of our time. They didn't put any work into it. They didn't consider all of the advice that had been garnered over years and years about how difficult it was to deal with North Korea. Rather, they took that happenstance approach of, oh, we'll solve it. Oh, don't worry. Oh, don't worry. Okay? Put that in your pocketbook and don't let it out. Remember, this government that we currently have, the administration, failed in North Korea. Now, let's get to this tax. This big tax cut. That tax cut went to corporations. It went from 35% to 21%. That tax cut went to anybody making $100,000 or more, maybe call it $200,000, in terms of it being meaningful. The average person in this country, the minimum wage is $15 an hour. The average wage in this country is $6.75. You have gotten nothing, zero, zippo, other than a lot of lip service in terms of this tax cut. So go to your accountant right now, or certainly before the election, and say, hey, I got a tax cut. What's it mean for me? Probably more importantly, ask your accountant what happens if this tax gets increased when and if Congress decides you cannot write off. You cannot write off the taxes you pay on your real estate. And you folks in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, you pay a heck of a lot of that tax. So that's number two, all right? That's probably enough for now. But I would strongly suggest to all of us, as we're looking to vote, forget all of the crap. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. Second time I said that. Forget all of the stuff coming from Giuliani's mouth and all of this, we shouldn't impeach. Who cares about impeaching? I don't care about impeaching. What I care about is the mental health of the person who has, if he wishes, his finger on the nuclear button, okay? That's who you should be concerned with. We have somebody whose mental health is deteriorating as we speak. We are too glib. We are too easy. The media as well, and just, oh, the Twitters and the boop and the bop. I'm sorry. The man in the White House is crazy. If you look at yourself in the mirror and mouth some of the things that he's said about anything or everything, you will know he is crazy. It is a very dangerous time. Let's get to the markets. We at January 31st, we said sell the market. Went down 2,000 points. It's come back. It's at its highs. We are so vulnerable. We are laying tariffs on everybody that this nut in the White House wants to lay tariffs on, because he responds to his little child that needs to be accepted. Canada buys more from us than anybody else in the world on a proportionate basis. We have a trade surplus with Canada. They've always been our ally in wars. They're all over in Afghanistan now, for instance. Why are we doing this? It is a crazy person that is putting this stuff out. Please understand that. There's craziness going on. It's not just what you hear on the television or people yelling and screaming. The person who's got his finger on the button is a crazy person.
Well, you know, when I listening to this, Jim, I'm not going to call him crazy, but I will call him unstable. I think that is a better word for him. And we've had unstable situations before as a country, and we've had a separation of powers, though. And the thing that scares me and other people that are scared is that not only is the president volatile and unstable, I'll use the word volatile as there as well, because the word crazy has a bad connotation for me, but volatile and unstable president. But we also have now a House that is willing to go along with the volatility of the president and the unstableness. And he's only a step or two away from getting the Justice Department under his control. Our government was set up with a distinct protection of separation of powers between the president, the Senate, the House, and judiciary. And also, you know, when you throw in the judiciary, you throw in the FBI and the CIA and things like that. This is the part that the instability and volatility of Donald Trump scares me. We've had people in the White House before that have used executive powers. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think we've ever had anybody as unpredictable as Mr. Trump in that position, where he can set national policy by just speaking. It doesn't have to go through the Senate. It doesn't have to go through the House. He can just speak, or worse than that, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he can tweet something. And that becomes national policy just because it's seen, and it's seen by millions of people, which is what the danger of social media is. So I wouldn't use the term crazy. I would use the term unstable and volatile for the president of the United States.
Well, I appreciate your comment. And I guess you can choose the word that you want to choose. I will stick with crazy.
You know, absolutely. It's your prerogative. It's America.
Because if you look at what he has done, he has stepped in on his tie every time he does certain things. He wouldn't have this problem right now if he had behaved as a reasonable human being and not fired James Comey. I do believe that his good little boy, Jared, solicited that firing. He wouldn't have this mess right now if he didn't fire Comey. And why is this important? It's important because he didn't operate under the rules. And the reason that has made this country great is we have rules. And most people, and I don't deny what you've said, that there are others who've abused their power. But for the most part, they've stayed within the framework of the rules. And so once you go out of bounds once or twice, then it's all downhill from there. And that's what's happened in this country. The rule of law has been denied countless times by a president who every day obstructs justice, be it saying, Sessions, I'm going to fire you. Well, fire the man, okay? If you're such a big shot, fire him. See what happens to you, little boy. The point is this. Sessions was his man. Sessions did what he should do, which was recuse himself because he had been involved in the Russians. It's a pretty simple story. It doesn't take a lot of explaining. But when a child is running the White House, and so I'll go from crazy to childish, this is what we get, all right? And, you know, I don't know. I've never heard a president, and I've been around a few years, to say, well, if this election in the midterms goes against me, there will be violence. Did you hear what I said? You can look it up. That's his quote. He said, if it goes against him, there's going to be violence. This is the man who leads this country. So I come back to crazy, or I'll go with he loves Putin, who's an authoritarian, so he's trying to mimic him, or he's going back to his playbook from Moncalf, which he had at his bedside table, Mr. Hitler, and he loves the power, the adulation, and so forth. Howard Stern, who is a friend of his, has actually said it well. He needs attention. He loves the press. He loves the adulation. He loves people talking about him. Well, unfortunately, people really don't like him. They don't like his hateful, disgusting ways. And, you know, sooner than later he goes. One way or another, he'll go. And I'm in the McCain camp. I'm very optimistic, as I've said for years on this program. This country will survive. We're just going through a phase that I don't recall ever going through before. But we'll get rid of this guy. We'll get rid of him one way or another.
All right. Well, Jimbo, we're out of time.
I want 5 minutes back.
It seems like you just started.
Wonderful to talk to you. Hey, Jim. As crazy as I am.
Hey,
thank you.
You're not Marshall. Crazy. You're not crazy at all, Jimbo. You're not crazy at all.
All right, my
love.
We'll
speak to you next week.
God bless you.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. The opinions expressed on this show and various others are those of the people that give them, not of the volunteers or the employees,
the underwriters
of,
or the listeners
of Robinhood Radio and Robinhood Radio Network.
And